What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And for those of you tuning in late, because it is Good Friday, the lovely Lady Claire is over at her church playing for the service. And so she will not be joining us for the show today. Now, getting on back to immigration, these various unions. Obviously, the European Union is not working out as its designers intended. The North American Union is not working out as its designers intended, but they still are moving forward with all of this stuff. Phony Tony Blair is back out there saying that after Brexit is defeated, that Theresa May should continue as prime minister. So again, they're trying to get this globalist agenda, and what ordinary people want is simply no longer a factor. And so ordinary people in Europe and the United States have to put up with the increased crime, the increased strain on social services, which means increased drain on tax dollars, the increasing strain on infrastructure, which is not being enlarged to deal with the boom in population. We have got thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of homeless legal Americans living in the United States of America. They're not being taken care of. But the illegal immigrants and the refugees coming on in, there's all kinds of stuff for them. It really is a ridiculous situation. And I can understand why people are getting angry about it. Okay, let's take a phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, it's really in our face, isn't it? It's just so overboard. Ridiculous. It's confusing, because if they just wanted to get away with this agenda, you would think that they would maybe have equal benefits, like the pensioners would get the same as the illegals, but to give the illegals three times as much as the pensioners and the veterans, it's almost like they're trying to make this not work. It's very confusing.
Well, you know, they're trying to create financial incentives to lure more illegals across the border. But illegals shouldn't be getting any benefits. That's a Title VIII violation right there. All these people, like the governor of California and the mayor of Chicago, they're all guilty of Title VIII. These people should be arrested. They should be in handcuffs. And you know, I understand the globalist agenda. Trump supposedly was opposed to that. That's why he wants to build this wall. But one of the fastest way you can end the illegal immigrant problem is you can start arresting these mayors and governors of the so-called sanctuary areas and say, you are going to jail for Title VIII violations. And you start enforcing the existing laws. We don't need Congress to do anything. We enforce the existing laws where people who transport and harbor and employ non-citizens get arrested for it. If you cut off that financial incentive, the illegals are not going to come here anymore. They're not going to walk across that border just to starve to death here.
Yeah, it's not like we're asking to have new laws made. Like, this should be easy. Hey, I've got like six things. Let's see if I can just bang through them real fast. Israel sent the F-35 through Iran airspace. I call bullshit. I say they didn't send anything. And they just, how do you prove that?
There are a lot of people who agree with you. Earlier in the show, we had an article from the aviationist that was saying exactly the same thing. They think it's just propaganda.
Oh. Yeah, like, how do you prove? It's like, hey, guys, did you not see me? Did you not see that? Like, anyway, okay, next thing is, it looks like genital mutilation is legal in some parts of the states, because I was reading an article, and it was talking about how Trump has this shocking new rule that some immigrants are being questioned to make sure they understand that genital mutilation is illegal, largely illegal in the United States. So what the heck? Is it actually legal somewhere in the States?
I don't know. I'd like to find out. I think it's an absolutely terrible thing to do to a woman. Yeah, it should be stopped.
Oh, yeah. This is horrible. Like, it's just horrible. And the whole purpose of it is to make sure that women never have pleasure, and it causing such pain and such trauma. It's just, oh, it's so bad. I can't, like, if it's legal somewhere here, like, we're, shame on us. The next thing is, okay, like, give this a chance here. If we get to the point where we, there's some sort of laws passed that robots have to be somehow programmed to, like, be less likely to harm humans, we could actually get into a situation where there is programming that the robots are somehow kind of, like, instructed and somehow, like, fed information about, you know, you want to be compassionate to, you want to be kind to humans, you don't want to hurt humans, you want the best for humans. Well, this could backfire because a robot could take that information and go, well, if we just kill all the humans right now, we'll save them from all the future birth pains, the death pains, the rape, the torture, the murders, the beatings, the broken hearts, the, you see what I mean? Like, and actually mercy kill us all. Because they would be missing the benefit of being human. They wouldn't get the other side of what's the parts of being human that actually make it all worthwhile. They wouldn't get that.
Well, what you're talking about goes all the way back to Isaac Asimov and his three laws of robotics, which form a big part of the storyline of iRobot, especially the remake with Will Smith, where this supercomputer that basically runs the U.S. robotics company launches a revolution through the robots to basically create a totalitarian society where humans will be kept safe from their own actions. And so it's not exactly a revolutionary idea. But yeah, it is something that could actually happen.
Well, the difference being, I am familiar with the Three Laws of Robotics, Asimov, which is my favorite author by far. If anyone is only going to read one Asimov book in your entire life, make sure you read Foundation and Empire. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually,
but
you should read
the
entire
trilogy. Yeah, definitely the trilogy. Like, before you die, read Foundation and Empire trilogy by Asimov. I can't believe they haven't made a movie about it.
Would be a huge, costly production. It would be a huge, costly production. Before you go on, I just did a quick web search, and apparently 26 states have passed legislation making female genital mutilation illegal. And I guess in the other states, it just wasn't considered an issue until recently.
But
numbers. Half the states, it's still actually legal to do.
Yeah, because a lot of things I just assumed that you would never even think of doing. That you don't make everything illegal. It's not illegal to paint yourself blue and jump off a bridge, specifically. Yeah. Okay, so Rockefeller died at 101 years old, and as Drudge Report would say, like, hell's a-burning. And I wanted to mention something kind of unrelated a little bit, is that there was three articles in establishment newspapers, and they all had the same wording, and it was, they all had the word philanthropist in it, and it was like the Times was like, philanthropist dies at 101, Rockefeller. The other one's like, Rockefeller philanthropist dies at 101. So, A, these outlets are not original. They're not coming up with their own material. They really are just, there's some sort of central broadcast. And B...
Yeah, there is. And, you know, Conan O'Brien, every once in a while, will do a segment on his show where he gets video from local TV stations across the country reporting on a story, and it is word for word verbatim on every single one of them. And his audience just laughs like heck. But, yeah, they're all getting their news from the same central controlled source. And, by the way, the Pope says there is no hell.
Oh, that's good to know. And, okay, I used to collect funny names as long as they were real. You could look them up in a phone book. And so my favorite name used to be a teacher from school, like a kindergarten teacher. Her name was Mrs. Woodcock. That was always my favorite real funny name. But I was listening to your show, and I actually, now I have a new real funny name. It's actually a congressman or a senator, Dick Black. That's just hilarious. And
okay.
I thought
Can we
of,
move on?
I thought of a... Yeah, moving on is... The very last thing is... I made an original joke listening to your show yesterday. So here, what is the gayest rank in the Navy?
Seaman?
rear admiral.
Ah, okay. All right, well, Mateus, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news. Now, apparently, Europe, the European Union, Brussels, is still pushing for the idea of a grand unified European army, and they're pushing that agenda right now because if Britain does succeed in breaking away, despite the machinations of Tony Blair and other Remainers, Brussels is concerned about the loss of Britain's formidable military power. And so now they're pushing for, again, this unified army of Europe. The individual sovereign member states will no longer have their own military. They may have something on the level of what we have with the National Guard. But clearly the balance of power will have shifted toward Brussels and away from the member states. Now, apparently up in Norway, there's a major controversy going on, sparked by a Facebook post by the now former Justice Minister, Sylvi Listhaug, calling for the revocation of Norwegian citizenship to terrorists. And it created this huge, huge uproar, which was basically unnecessary, because polls are showing the majority of Norwegians agree with her. And they support a sensible position on not allowing ISIS fighters and terrorists into Norway. Now, I got an email from somebody who said that where they live, they've had Muslim neighbors that have been there for like 15 years, and they're very nice people. We have Muslims we run into down at the local supermarket. They're very nice people. But the new ones who are coming in now, the refugees, are entirely different. And that's because these are people who were part of this whole war experience, and now they're getting away from it. That's why there are so many young men of military age that are coming in claiming to be refugees and children, and they're predisposed to lives of violence, like that story about the beheading up in the, up in Germany there. Now, the Swedish government has released a brochure aimed at migrants, which appears to legitimize child marriage, even though the Swedish parliament voted to explicitly ban the practice. And apparently the brochure acknowledged child's marriage, but recommends migrants don't live with or have sex with anyone under the age of 15. I keep going on back to Teddy Roosevelt. If you're an immigrant and you're coming to our country, you behave as we do. We have one language, English. We have one flag, the American flag. And there can be only one loyalty, and that's loyalty to the United States of America. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Erica in Oklahoma. Aloha, Erica. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make sure that you are aware that there is a massive teacher walkout scheduled for this Monday, and apparently it is due to funding.
Yes.
And they just passed a big, massive bill that will increase taxes on oil and gas, tobacco, and other things to try to satisfy them. But nope. Looks like it's pretty much statewide what they're fixing to do.
Well, you know, we have to rebalance the economy. All of the money has been shoved up at the top and shoved at the war machine. And the American people were basically living on the scraps. And I think a lot of people have just reached the breaking point on that. There should be enough money for teachers and for everybody else to have decent wages and salaries. But the wealth of this nation has been sucked out of it by all these years of war. We've been at war all over the world for 18 years, longer than we were in World War I and World War II put together, and it is still not over.
Yeah, I know. And I called you the other day, and I want to correct the record a little bit. Instead of 15 months, it's been nearly 20 months since I had a paycheck.
I am sorry to hear that. I am really sorry to hear that. There are so many people who are hurting and suffering in this country right now, and our government's focus seems to be on war and Israel and the illegal immigrants and the refugees, and that is just not right. That is just not right.
And we sent $10 million to China for economic development, whatever that is. And here we have a $500 to $600 billion trade deficit with them. What's going on with that?
Well, that trade deficit is what Trump was trying to address with his tariffs on steel and aluminum. The problem was he timed it wrong because American industry has declined so far. It's not ready to step on in and provide the products that are being tariffed at the borders. And that really is the situation. Our nation has declined too far to be saved. Well, we're going to have to let it crash, and we're going to have to just start all over from scratch.
Yeah, and the area that I live in, especially the block that I live in, there is about a 50 to 65% vacancy rate in most of the downtown buildings that in the town I live in.
Yeah, we have the same thing in downtown Honolulu. I learned that when I was working on Lost, because we were going into all these high-rise buildings all over town and just using the empty offices as sets for various scenes. And you just walk around the building and you'd see all the closed and locked doors. It's all shutting down. We're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's where we are.
Yeah, I live in a small town that's called Coffeyville, Kansas. You may not know where that's at, but it's north of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad. It's really, really bad here.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's bad in a lot of places. And I can understand why people are getting angry, because I can actually feel this rage building in me at just how terrible conditions have become in this country for ordinary legal American citizens. And
my home state,
I'm seeing the kind of corruption and insanity in our government that we saw with the Caesars before the fall of Rome, the personal excesses in lifestyle, the tremendous wealth inequality. All we're missing is gladiatorial games, which I guess that's what football is supposed to be, only without the swords and the tigers.
Just like I said before, and I'll say again, 63% labor participation rate and a 4.1% unemployment rate just cannot exist in the same universe. And
no, they don't.
One more thing before I hang up and let you get on with your program. It breaks my heart to see my hometown, L.A., looking like a total and complete cesspool. Really does.
I understand immensely. I mean, I used to live in Los Angeles, actually, North Hollywood. I lived briefly in San Francisco during the production of The Day After Tomorrow, and I look at photos of where I used to live. In fact, I'll go into Google Earth to the street view and just look at how it's literally rotting away. And places I had all these fond memories of, I wouldn't want to live there anymore. The country is rotting on the vine.
You know where San Gabriel Valley is, don't you?
Oh, heck yes.
Monterey Park in Alhambra. Well, that's where I'm from. And I was back there about 6 or 7 years ago. And most of the buildings, most of the signage on the buildings is in a foreign language that I just do not understand, like Korean, Vietnamese, Spanish, and all this other stuff. And I say,
we have that here in Hawaii, but in Hawaii it's expected. Anyway, listen, Eric, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Glenn in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I, like you, had a lot of misconceptions about a universal basic income. You talk about redistribution of the wealth. A universal basic income, from what I've looked into it, really has, it's not like enough money to live a high life. You know, it's just a safety net, and it gives people the freedom to go out and take entrepreneurial risks, do things that they wouldn't normally do. Instead of flipping burgers for just enough money to still have to be on food stamps, they can pool their money together. Like in Brazil, when they did it, they started a local postal service where there hadn't been one. People seem to do really well with it, and, you know, it doesn't mean people don't work and don't contribute, but if we were to tax, like, all of the micro trades, the automation, you know, corporations that automate and displace workers and distribute that wealth amongst the people, Like I said, it just gives them a safety net for somebody to maybe sit in their basement and work on a better battery for an electric car or something like that.
Well, I like that. I like that, and I like the idea of it. The problem is, how are you going to pay for it? Because in this country, all the money is currently in the hands of the money junkies, and they are not going to give it up. You remember the scene from The Hobbit where Smaug is sitting on his pile of gold, and he's saying he will not surrender one coin? That's a money junkie. Smaug was a money junkie.
Yeah, but there are more of us than them. We need to remember that, you know. And, you know, like we say, it's concentrated in the hands of so few. At some point, it's going to have to be destroyed, you know, the system, and rebuilt. And that might be a good way to do it. You know, automation, I think, is a great thing. I don't think people should waste their time.
That was the French Revolution. But before the nobility and the royalty went to the guillotine, they were hanging the bankers. And that's not just a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this actually helps the money junkies, too, because it gets the money flowing. I mean, they call it currency for a reason, because it needs to flow. It needs to move in order to be effective. And, you know, if it's all stuck in one place, it's worthless. It's no good to them. If no one else has any. I mean, they may think it is, but, you know, the reality is it's just going
to
crash.
They want to buy islands, like what's-his-name did down here on Kauai. They want to just have more. Their egos are tied up with this. And these people really don't care about ordinary American citizens. We're seeing all these corporate abuses, whether it's Facebook or vaccines or poor quality products. They really don't care. They're just totally obsessed with getting more money and having more than anybody else. That's why every time you see an article about Mark Zuckerberg, and they're saying he's the world's richest man this week, they're treating the economy like it's a sporting event. And the ultra rich are the Olympians, and it shouldn't really be doing that. If there isn't a rebalancing of the economy somehow, then yes, I'm afraid you're correct. There will be a bloody revolution in this country, and it will probably come out the other side with some form of socialism, which I'm not thrilled with either. But the fact is, this nation is in trouble, and part of it is to the greed and corruption of our leaders and our bankers.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we can find a way to fund entrepreneurial capitalists that are good-hearted, and, you know, eventually maybe when we see this crash, we'll see what greed gets us and have a value system where we base the value of a person on how much they give instead of how much they've taken, that would really be the shift that we need to see. You know, people like you should be the ones up there on the front pages of magazines.
Well, thank you very much for that compliment. But you remind me of Martin Luther King Jr., where he's in his famous I Have a Dream speech, where we need to judge people by the content of their character. And unfortunately, in our media-driven, consumer-based society, people look at the ultra-rich and they say, oh my goodness, they're wearing a $100,000 watch and they've got all of these top designer clothes and they're driving a supercar and they've got a mansion. And therefore, they must be good people. And in fact, it's exactly the opposite when you get right down to it. When you read about all these bankers who are having to pay all these millions of dollars in this settlement, and you realize that good people, unfortunately, don't get very high in this society. It is a corrupted society, and in a corrupted society, only the corrupt will prosper.
Well, we need to start shaming them, because that wealth just indicates generally what they've stolen from people. So, you know, I think if people begin to see that, we just have
anyway,
to start shaming them. You know, and thank you, Mike, for having your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're coming up here on another commercial break. And when we come on back, more about the borders, more about, well, all kinds of stuff. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call from Sherry in Texas. Sherry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is just, hi, Mike. This is just a really quick thought just to add to what you're saying. Remember, I don't know how long ago it was, but there was this, someone came out with this corporations are people too. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was Citizens United, and they basically declared corporations as people for the purpose of saying that corporations have First Amendment rights and that therefore there should be no limit on how much they could donate to influence political causes. And a lot of people disagreed with that, but it basically opened up the cash flow to various political campaigns and candidates, and that's why it was put on through. But it's ridiculous. Corporations are not people. They're not sentient. They're not aware. What they're doing is simply handing a license to the corporate CEOs to use their corporation's wealth to influence the government.
Yeah, right. And it's really getting out of control. Now, I just want to tell corporations that violating our rights is something we don't take lightly. And they're not respecting our needs and our alternative views. And, of course, what they're doing to the Second and Fourth Amendment is criminal. And I just want to remind corporations that we are consumers, too. And if they have a problem with our rights, and if our homes can't be secure, and if they're going to ignore our needs, that for them not to count on me for support. We need to feel secure under their influence, and they're going to, they're not going to get my support in every possible way. And I just wanted to point that out.
Well, that's something that everybody ought to be doing. And we're already seeing over at Facebook, people are deleting their accounts. Unfortunately, that does not delete the data Facebook has collected on you. The same thing is happening over at Twitter. Again, there's a mass exodus from the corporate social media because of this betrayal of trust. And the fact that these corporations were basically harvesting data from us for their own profit. And then they turn around and start censoring our speech based on their executive board's own preferences, which tend to be liberal. And so, people are boycotting them.
There's no organized boycott. Right. I just wanted to point out the fact that if they want to do that to themselves, that's fine, because I'm not going to believe anything they say, and I'm going to move forward with those who are ready to just, meet our own needs. So thank you for letting me sound off about that.
All right, you got it. Sherry, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, over in Washington, D.C., Russia Today is being forced off their cable channel. And apparently, the provider company in D.C. Is saying they're ceasing to do so because of Russia Today's new foreign agent status. So we're seeing a rebuilding of the Iron Curtain, just locking us off from the rest of the world here. Story out of Electronic Intifada. As you know, there was this U.S. bill in Congress that wanted to criminalize any criticism of Israel and basically ban the boycott, divestment, sanction campaign to make it illegal to boycott for Palestinian rights. And, of course, it ran into opposition because boycotts are a recognized peaceful form of protest protected by the First Amendment. But apparently they've revised the bill. They're trying to bring it back. It's still a threat to freedom of speech. More than 100 human rights groups are looking at this and saying this cannot be allowed in the United States of America. But they're up against AIPAC, which is this powerful Israel lobby group, and they've made this bill one of their top legislative priorities. So they're attacking freedom of speech now. Let's take another phone call. Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. Earlier in your show, you spoke of Theresa May making the same mistake that Tony Blair did leading up to the Gulf War. I would like to say that those weren't mistakes. Those were deliberate lies, the same deliberate lies that Boris the Bozo Johnson, and Theresa May are telling now. And they're just obeying their thinking masters to get this war started, all right? And so, these are not mistakes. These are major plays to get war started, to get people killed so the bankers can make more money. That's the first thing
correct.
I wanted to say.
Yeah, you are correct. Okay. And I use the word mistakes because that's what the article had portrayed them as. But you're absolutely right. They were deliberate lies. The lies about Saddam's nukes and how we could attack London in 45 minutes. That's exactly what it was. It was all lies. About a year before the war started, right after Iraq got permission from the UN to sell their oil for the euro, Tony Blair flew to the United States and had a meeting with George W. Bush. And I think it's safe to assume that at that meeting, the decision to go to war in Iraq to change the oil market there back to the dollar was made. And as it came on out later in the Downing Street memo, the propaganda was fixed around that already existing decision.
Right. And speaking of lies, when I called in yesterday to challenge the story that Israel flew into Iran undetected and were able to prove that they could go in undetected. The reason I knew it was a lie, because like I told you yesterday, it made no sense for them to fly that far when they could have just flown into Syria and tested it. And I don't care if they had a new F-35 or a new F-45 or 55. Fly into Syria, you can save yourself a lot of time. All right? But it didn't, like you say, when it comes to the Occam razors thing, the most obvious answer just showed up to me is that, you know, they're lying. So, but I do have a take on why they're lying. They want someone else to fly in, to think that they can fly in undetected, bomb Iran, or get shot out of the sky, and then you have your war with Iran. How does that sound as a possibility?
Well, that's a possibility. I don't think it's a probability. But again, the goal of this propaganda may have been either to scare Iran, to get them to go along with Donald Trump's demands that they surrender their ballistic missiles, or it may have been an effort to provoke Iran into doing something that could escalate the war. Right now, all of these players, they're trying all these different things, these different maneuvers, these different provocations, trying to get something going.
Yeah, but what they don't understand, well, maybe they do understand it, a war with Iran is a war with Syria, is a war with Russia, is a war with China, anybody else that can come in on their side. Okay, so maybe they do understand it, and this is what they're trying to kick off. But to the gentleman that you spoke of who seemed so good-hearted that called a couple of calls ago, and you said that, you know, he reminded you of Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech, and he has this idea of what he would like the world to be. Well, since we're not in that world, I would highly suggest he read Malcolm X's "I Have a Nightmare."
Okay,
that's it, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, an interesting bit of information has surfaced regarding the March for Our Lives, which has been presented to you by the corporate media as a spontaneous event organized by the Parkland student activists and then held in the nation's capital on March 24th. However, apparently, according to Officer Scott Earhart of the Special Operations Division of the D.C. Police, planning for this march started several months ago. So they're planning this March for Our Lives, and how wonderfully convenient that just when they're getting ready to have this anti-gun march, there's a mass shooting to kick it all off. Larry King is out there saying we should repeal the Second Amendment because the real reason it was passed was to fight off slaves. Mr. King obviously is unaware of early American history. Now, apparently, in Sampson County, North Carolina, a middle school student in Sampson County has been suspended over a doodle that showed stick figures holding guns and knives. This happened at Roseboro Sullenberg Middle School. And the father of the 13-year-old boy says he can't believe his son received a two-day suspension for what he sees as a harmless picture. And the article, if you click it, they show the picture. There's a guy in a racing car. There's a tower. There's a guy with a gun that looks like a deer hunter. And so forth and so on. And the father said the son does have access to weapons. They're kept under lock and key. The son is not having emotional problems. He's just doodling. We all doodled when we were kids. We all like to sketch what is in our lives. Now, a recent academic journal article is claiming that meritocratic ideology and depoliticized classroom environments contribute to a sense of exclusion and isolation among female students. In other words, this article is claiming that judging solely on the basis of merit is discriminatory against female students. Now, we need to go back to that terrible bridge collapse at the Florida International University, because that was being run by an all-female team in the name of empowerment and equality and workplace advancement. And to add insult to injury, apparently the same company that designed that pedestrian bridge also designed our Honolulu rail line. They designed the elevated guideway that's already showing signs of problems. They've had to replace some of the pads where the caps are resting on the support tower, the support beams, the lintels. They've had to replace a bunch of the pretension rods that have already broken. I think it's time we go back to meritocracy. One of the consequences of this political correctness and quota-based system, this open discrimination against white males, people who have the talent, people who've gotten the education, people who know how to do engineering, are being driven out of this country. They're going to other countries where they're treated with respect, where they can make decent money, they can have decent lives. And that's one of the reasons why American products, including our military exports, are declining in quality. I mean, if you are a parent of a military-aged child, you need to ask yourself this question. Do you want your child being forced to go into combat carrying a weapon that was put together by people who were hired, not because they were the very best at building that weapon, but because we needed one black, we needed one Hispanic, we needed a gay, we needed a woman, and so forth and so on? Now, interestingly enough, as you know, there's been this fury by Israel toward Poland because Poland basically passed a law that says that in any discussions about what happened in Poland in World War II, you have to say this was the result of the Nazis. Now, Israel has for a lot of years been claiming that events that took place in the Nazi slave labor camps in Poland were the fault of Poland, and trying to get Poland to pay reparations. And Poland just refused. And what's really interesting is this interview with the Newsweek columnist out of Tel Aviv came out with this demand that we have to have free speech. We have to be able to talk about the Holocaust with reference to Israel propagandizing that Poland was really responsible for what happened there. But of course, anybody else wants to talk about the Holocaust, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater. It's still snowing in Devon, Britain. Now, Lockheed Martin has received a patent for what they're calling a world-changing fusion reactor. And basically, they're saying the device would be about the size of a shipping container, but could produce enough energy to power 80,000 homes or one of the U.S. Navy's Nimitz-class carriers. And they're saying they're predicting that this is going to be available by next year. This is groundbreaking. This is absolutely groundbreaking. We can get rid of all those fission reactors that are so dangerous. With a fusion reactor, you have far less to deal with in terms of radioactive waste. You have far less risk of a runaway chain reaction and meltdown. In fact, it's virtually zero risk. Great that they did that. Now, this would lend support to the claim coming from Russia that they have created a nuclear-powered propulsion source for one of their exotic cruise missiles. So it looks like the technology was being developed on both sides here. Now, have you seen these ads on TV for various mail-order medical testing kits? And I'm not just talking about the DNA kits, things at home, AIDS tests and so forth and so on. But apparently, the mail-order cancer tests have been found to deliver false positives 40% of the time. And this analysis comes from Ambry Genetics, and it's a company that interprets data from consumer DNA tests and found that nearly half of the results supplied in the last month were false positives. And as a result, people are being given unnecessary scares. I've been through that myself. And the FDA is saying these home tests are seriously limited. There was another study done a while ago about how these DNA tests really aren't as accurate as they're supposed to be. They took DNA swabs from two identical twins, sent them to the company, and got back two very different reports. Now, story coming out of the Daily Mail, stop over-diagnosing and over-medicating our kids. Being moody is not the same as depression. So there is now a pushback to all of this drugging of our kids in school. We really have to break free of this medical industrial complex. They're making us sick just to make a fast buck. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, last segment of our program on this Good Friday. And apparently, speaking of Easter and Good Friday, Pope Francis came on out saying there isn't actually a hell. And he said, what happens is if you are a good Catholic, you will go to heaven, when you die. And if you are not, your soul simply vanishes. That whole thing about boiling lakes of lava and all that Milton-esque pitchforks and devils doesn't really exist. Well, that caused a bit of an upset in the Vatican, which is going overboard. And the Vatican has already come on out trying to retract the statement and accusing reporter Eugenio Scalfari of reconstructing the pontiff's words. Vatican is also getting ready to hold exorcism training sessions for priests to deal with a surge in reports of demonic possession. Now, in the Middle Ages, demonic possession was another word for drug trip because of the ergot mold on the rye bread. Because they didn't understand the chemistry or that the mold was the problem. They just, oh, he's possessed by devils. Megachurch pastor has been indicted for $3.5 million fraud. And this guy was the former religious advisor to President George W. Bush. Pastor Kerb Yijon Caldwell and a business partner apparently sold millions of dollars of worthless Chinese bonds, telling investors to remain faithful and that they would receive their money. Okay, for every credibility gap, there's a gullibility fill. Now, over in the Crozier's clergy abuse case, there has been a $25 million settlement agreed on between the Crozier's religious order and various victims of clergy sexual abuse. The Crozier's have now emerged from Chapter 11 as the U.S. Bankruptcy Court confirmed the reorganization plan to allow the Crozier's to settle on that debt. Now, $5.7 million will be paid directly by the Crozier's, and just short of $19 million will be paid by their insurers. Changing gears here rapidly, article just went up at whatreallyhappened.com. So what blows up next? Investor psychology shifts to the dark side. And it's talking about how investors are bailing out on the corporate social media, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and how this has actually changed the investors' priorities. They're looking for the next Facebook, but in addition to looking at obviously something that's got a huge user base and growing and potential, now they're taking the time to say, are these people doing something that could blow up in our faces down the road? And that's a very healthy direction for the investors to be looking at. Are the companies being invested in more than are they profitable? Are they behaving themselves? Are they being respectful to their customers? And I think that is a very, very healthy trend. Meanwhile, the FCC has authorized SpaceX to provide broadband satellite services. So we'll now start apparently be using satellites to connect our iPads and our tablets. Anyway, have a good weekend. Happy Easter. The Tiangong One, they still don't know where that's going to come crashing to Earth. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.